Hello, everyone. Good evening. I believe I have told this story a couple dozen times, but just in case you didn't hear, my beloved of 43 years is not here. We had a sort of ARG in Chicago today, but I wanted to be here to be with you all, because we do have a tradition of a certain song, do we not, here? I told my beloved after last year, because Cricket was not here, we had something else last year, and she wasn't here last year, and about 19 people after the ARG told her about the song I wrote about Ridgecrest Roads and Father Linus. And all the work I've done to write all these deeply spiritual songs. And everyone went to her and said my cornball song was really what filled their souls. There's something wrong with this. So let's enjoy this a little bit tonight. And this is kind of past some of our bedtime, isn't it? So I won't mind if any of you just fall asleep. I'll sing you to sleep. When you start to doubt if you exist, God believes in you. Confounded by the evidence, God believes in you. When your chances seem so slim, when your light is growing dim and you think you don't believe in him, God believes in you. When you rise up just to fall again, God believes in you. Deserted by your closest friends, God believes in you. When you're betrayed with a kiss and you turn your cheek to another fist, it doesn't have to end like this. God believes in you. Yeah, and everything matters if anything matters at all. Yeah, and everything matters no matter how big, no matter how small. God believes in you. God believes in you. Blessed are the ones who grieve, the ones who mourn, and the ones who bleed. In sorrow you sow, but in joy you reap. God believes in you. God believes in you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Randy, if you would put up, I put some words in here for y'all to sing along, because that way you could keep the person next to you awake when I get real tender and slow. And this, Randy, this is number one. Oh, you've already got it up there, yeah. So we sang this last year, and Father Linus asked me to write this song for him, or something like that. So let's see if we can do this together. Almost heaven, Ridgecrest Mountain, Neely Francis, time to do some shouting. I got lost trying to find where we meet, and my room and my car, and where the heck we eat. Ridgecrest Road, take me home to the room where I belong. Who will find us? Father Linus, take me home. Ridgecrest Road. Been to Ridgecrest. ever since the first year. But they keep on changing everything. Gives me a workout, makes me wanna sing Ridgecrest Road. Steps, I get the feeling that I got lost here yesterday. Yesterday, Ridgecrest Road. Ridgecrest Road. Just tell me I'm not the only one that gets lost here. So my beloved and I were doing this thing in Chicago, and I flew in and got here about 4:30 and got to hear Father Albert. Very shy, isn't he? Just no life, no. And so I was really blessed to get excited with him. And then I was supposed to go find Mountain Laurel West. So I walked to the top of the stairs, and I see Mountain Laurel East, but no other sign. Three people with towels on are standing there, and I said, "Is this Mountain Laurel West?" And I might as well have been speaking in Vietnamese, because they gave me that Ridgecrest look that, "I don't know, man, I've been walking around about 3 hours now." So I just wanted to know I wasn't the only one. But so it was beautiful to be in Chicago with some of your brothers and sisters, but there were only about 90, 350 people here for this today, huh? Oh, the beautiful treasures provided by God. How precious their value, how glorious the prize. Far brighter than diamonds on prince's brow, and richer than royalty can bestow. Oh, the beautiful treasures provided by God. Oh, the beautiful treasures laid up for the wise and given to people who follow the word, and streams of sweet mercy shall bring them home to rest from the sorrowful paths they roam. Oh, the beautiful treasures provided by God. Can Can we say a little prayer of thanksgiving now to ourselves? Just close our eyes and think of all the things we have to be thankful for just for today. I was in Malaysia, and a woman I did not know walked up and gave me a little rosary, which is in the pants I changed out of, but it's just 10 beads of a rosary. You've seen those before, like the rings, except it. And she said, when you're stressed, just say thank you for something on each bead, and then put it back in your pocket. And I've carried it ever since. And that attitude of thankfulness is pretty easy to do when I'm around a beautiful group like y'all, but it's good spiritual discipline for us as well. And the beautiful treasures. I did want you to know that right before last year's ARG, Cricket finished a book called A Walk with St. Francis. Excuse me. A Walk with St. Francis for 18 days of readings and reflection, and it's back there. It's $8. I know you all have been so wonderful, especially to my beloved of 43 years. How many of you think I married up? Can I get a show of, Jerry Russo didn't have to raise both hands, did he? I mean, that's just, it's extreme. But she wanted me to make sure I call your attention to this because I didn't do it last year when I brought them. And this is for those 18 days that are coming up soon. And it's her reflections and readings and has a gorgeous picture of her smile, just in case you're interested. Also, what we're going to be doing in the future is I want to put, and this was Deacon Tom Bellow's suggestion to me last year, because he drives a lot like some of us do. He said, you ought to have everything Cricket writes on audio. And of course, those of you who know her know her voice is so tender too. And so I'm going to put some music on some CDs sort of at the beginning and middle and end, and she's going to do some teaching. And the first one is finished, but she took all of them with her to Chicago. But I have a few of them, and if any of you bought her book, Releasing Our Trials to God, which is a small pamphlet, it's only $5, but it's very powerful. Well, she reads it on this CD, and I put some music on there, and I only have a few of them. But if any of you are interested, come and check with me. But we'll be packaging these together. They'll still be inexpensive, but I think they help people. And here's a song that is on this CD. And it's dealing with something that all of us are sometimes dealing with, I suspect. And that is when just things seem to go wrong in a row. Have you ever had one of those days? Let's put it down. Now, this isn't St. Francis's law, but Murphy's law is what? Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. And when will it go wrong? At the worst possible time. And there's a more extreme version of it in New York, which is it already went wrong. You just haven't figured it out yet. And so So this takes a little different take, and this is number 12, Randy. And I'm going to ask you to sing this along with me, because I think it'll be a good prayer. Something good is bound to happen. Can you try that? Something good is bound to happen, or else the devil will not be working overtime. Or else the devil will not be working overtime. From the beginning, something good is bound to happen, or else the devil will not be working overtime. But you're always there beside me, and deep inside I see that something good is bound to happen to me. Let's try the whole thing. And something good is bound to happen, or else the devil would not be working overtime. But you're always there beside me, and deep inside I see something good is bound to happen. I woke up late this morning, my alarm clock just quit working, and I promptly spilled hot coffee all over me. And a mile of angry traffic, no, my fuel pump is a goner, and I'm looking through locked windows at my keys. But something good is bound to happen, or else the devil would not be working overtime. Cause you're always there beside me, and deep inside I see something good is bound to happen to me. Well, the boss came in to tell me that they're taking a new direction, and he's sorry, but he has to let me go. I just spent all my savings trying to keep it all together. Still deep inside my heart, Lord, I know that something good is bound to happen, or else the devil will not be working overtime. Cause you're always there beside me, and deep inside I see something good is bound to happen to me. It's always one thing or another that somehow breaks our spirit. But you come so near me in just one word from you, and something good is bound to happen, or else the devil not be working overtime. Always there beside me, and deep inside I see that something good is bound to happen to me. That something good is bound to happen to me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good singing there. So that's on this releasing our trials to God as is. I wrote this song in this room when Sister Ilya was speaking for us 2 years ago or three. 3 years ago. Boy, time flies when you... And I've sung it many places since then, and this is number 13, Randy. And nobody sings it like y'all, so... But you will recall, and maybe some of you were not here for Sister Ilya, but she talked about the Francis and Claire too, gazing on the cross, and I received so many, not necessarily compliments, although they felt like compliments, but just people talking about how this this song, which is on the Road of Prayer CD, which is back there. Ministered to them and hopefully reminded them of Sister Ilya's beautiful session. So if you'll just repeat after me. I will gaze on the cross until love gets so lost that I no longer see my way. And my prayer be transformed like the mighty ocean shore, rolling over sands today. Some of you have said to me before that I sound like a certain North Carolina singer-songwriter artist, and I don't really think I sound like Dylan at all, but but I heard James Taylor interviewed one time about some songs he'd written, and he quickly said, I don't think I wrote them, I think I was the first to hear them. And that sure was what it felt like when in a lot of these songs that have been inspired when I've been around such a lovely group as the Franciscans. So maybe it'd be good for us to sing a Franciscan song together that I don't know if I wrote, but I was the first to hear it. if you will. Randy, would you pull up number 11? And and those of you who know Cricket and I probably know this song. This and Cricket just loves telling the story that this very evangelical pastor and seminary teacher was a missionary in Africa, and an African choir sang this version and brought her over a cassette. How many of you are willing to confess you still know what a cassette is? Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be through pretty soon. It's almost bedtime for a lot of us in here, but we'll just get our cassette players and go to bed. I had never heard this, and a lot of places where I played this version, a lot of people said they really liked this version, although it was wonderful to sing the prayer of St. Francis with. Isn't this memorial service wonderful? You all do such a wonderful job, and Angeline does such a beautiful job singing at that. So this, for those of you who have been so sweet about buying our stuff, this, you may know this, and please sing it with us. But Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Make us instruments of your peace. So that pride and prejudice shall cease. We will be your instruments of peace. Where there's hatred, we will show his love. And where there's injury, we will never judge. Where there's striving, we will speak his peace. So the people crying for release will be your instruments of peace. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your instruments of your peace, so that pride and prejudice shall cease. We'll be your instruments of peace. And where there's blindness, we will pray for sight. There's darkness, we will shine your light. Where there's sadness, we will bear their grief. So the people crying for relief, we will be your instruments of. Your love increase, make us instruments of your peace, so that pride and prejudice shall cease. We will be your instruments of peace, so the people crying for release, we will be your instruments. Thank you all. Sweet, sweet version of that beautiful prayer. Well, on this feast honoring our mother, and I was at St. Mildred Seminary earlier this week, and a bishop was there, and he did an appreciation of Pope Francis, and he addressed a question I'll bet a lot of you would be interested in. We sure were, and his question was, why is the media love Francis so much? What is it that he's doing that doesn't seem to get the tomato throwing that we sometimes anticipate with some of our great spiritual leaders? And he gave some very good answers. But one of the things that he said was that he thought this pope was emphasizing the church as our mother. And I hadn't quite put it that way, and he did a lot of appreciation of Francis's writing. But I decided that to do this song. And are any of you familiar with with a Catholic speaker named Jeremiah Denton, by any chance? A couple of you are, especially my veterans might be familiar. Jeremiah Denton was a Catholic prisoner of war for 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, and wrote a book called When Hell Was in Session. And he tells the story in this book that they'd continually tortured him, and he thought he was going to break. He could stand no more pain. And so he said that in his most honest prayer, I have nothing left. I cannot take any more pain. I'm going to break. Just take my life. I give it to you. Just take it. But I can't undergo this. I can't even imagine or think about it anymore. And he received a vision of of Mary comforting him. And so he offered that. And when they tortured him the next time, he said he was washed over by the protection of Mary. And it scared his captor so that his captor ran out. And Jeremiah Denton could see him talking to the senior officer, and the senior officer is screaming and pointing, go back and torture him some more. And this guy was too scared. He said, no, there's something going on in that man's body, and I don't want to be around it. And Jeremiah Denton was not tortured again and was eventually released, and does a lot of speaking for Catholic men's groups. And he wrote this very short poem. Randy, this is number, and feel free to sing this. This is sung by our daughter Nika on the Road of Prayer CD. And this is number 17, Randy, and 18. And I put this to music, but the poem is... Picture this is a prisoner of war. Her face showed grief, but not despair. Her face, though bowed, had faith to spare. And even now, she could suppose his thorns would somehow yield a rose. His thorns would somehow yield a rose. Her life with him was full of signs that got right straight with crooked lines. Dark clouds may hide the rising sun, and all seem lost when all be one.
and all seem lost, though all be one.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. Better give up on Christmas this year, 'cause they found you out and they're all coming here. Your relatives are coming to town. Well, they're coming along to add to your fun. Stay in 10 days, you thought it was one. Your relatives are coming to town. They'll monopolize your bathroom, and they'll steal your solitude. They'll eat you out of house and home, and complain about your food. And there's only one way to save your Noel. Give them the house and go to a motel. Your relatives are coming to town. Amen. You can't clap for that. Not as Franciscans, you can't clap for that. We have relatives too. Well, let's I think that's all my sing-alongs that I had planned. So I sure appreciate your singing with me, and I'll close out with a song so we can get some sleep. But it sure is a blessing to be here with you all, and on behalf of my beloved, I promise she's in this room and misses all of you, and thank you for all your prayers for her and for our ministry. Came home from work last night to find she was gone, and now he's spending his first Sunday sitting in the pew alone. There are whispers all around him, and his heart breaks in two. He's wondering who will reach out and help him make it through. Who will be Jesus to him? Who'll show the love that restores him again? No, he doesn't need a judge, he needs a friend. And who will be Jesus to him? She has a reputation just like the woman at the well. The only love she ever knew was the kind she buys and sells. But her thirsty heart is seeking for a love that will be true. Our Savior cries for her to find that love in me and you. To her, who'll show the love that's commanded in God's word? Will she see in us the mighty God we serve? Who will be Jesus to her? As lonely people every and when they look at us, restores them again. No, they do not need a judge, they need a friend. So who will be Jesus to them? Who will be very much. Good night. Thank you.